The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Charles, some extraordinary stories to talk about. Today the Oscars came out. We've just hot off the press, the latest Oscar winners.
The minor news,
but all of it swamped by the astonishing revelations. I mean, talk about best special effects, Charles.
Ba-dum-ching.
The photo of...
What about worst special effects?
Yeah, the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, a mandatory kill from the Associated Press. I don't remember this ever happening before.
Well, no, Diana.
Okay, that's how it's going to go down. The photo that the Associated Press said you cannot publish it because it's clearly been manipulated by the palace.
And can I just say the timing of this photo drop is very suspicious, Dom.
On a day when Barbie only won one Oscar, it can't be a coincidence.
No, exactly.
Let's get into it after this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Just briefly, Charles, before we kick off these incredible stories, I've got to mention this. There's a problem with Apple Podcasts that we need to address just briefly.
Oh, yeah.
We were asking people to do reviews. Someone by the name of Lanny34 did.
Oh, dear.
And the review says, thanks, Lanny. Thanks. Only place to get my news. Better for my mental health that way.
Right.
That's quite flattering, isn't it?
Well.
Does that seem flattering?
No, I think that's saying that she doesn't get any proper news from us at all. And therefore, because the world's so horrible.
Well, that would explain the one star that Lanny gave. And so our average has gone down.
Oh, no.
I thought Lanny was playing as a compliment that we were like a nice, safe space for disseminating things you might want to know about, like Rupert Murdoch being 93 and not really talking about the horrible things in the world to the same extent as, say, the actual news.
Yeah, so you can't give one star reviews. We don't want that.
So what we need is everyone else to go on Apple Podcasts, give us 5-star reviews.
Yes.
You can roast us. You can say much meaner things than that.
Yeah.
Just the algorithm. Come on.
Yeah.
Help us out here.
Maybe she wants bad mental health, and so
she's giving us
a 1-star because it's helping. We're helping her mental health.
Or maybe her mental health problems means that she can't distinguish between 1 and 5 stars. I don't know what's going on. Lanny, I hope you're okay, but thanks for helping us be less okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for impacting on my mental health today, Lanny.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have the Oscars to talk about and the photo drop. I guess we've got to start with the photo drop, don't we? That's the biggest story.
Well, this is the biggest story, but I think they're linked. I think it
you
is
see a conspiracy theory, don't you?
Well, it's definitely the case that they came out. The photo that everyone's talking about was dropped literally about an hour before the Oscars red carpet. Right. So it was clearly with the intention of going, okay, we'll release some proof of life of Kate Middleton, but we'll do it in a way which will be swamped by the Oscars so it won't actually fuel any of the rumours. Like there's a sort of real PR intention behind what they were doing.
Yes, and no one would look at it in great detail.
Yes.
Nobody would analyse it, microscopically.
No.
Which I think really shows a deep lack of understanding of a thing called the internet, Charles.
Yeah,
I really
that's right.
do.
But also, it shows a deep lack of understanding about the uncanny valley, because even just a first glance at that photo gives you this sense that it all is not right. And I'm not talking about the royal family. I'm just talking about all is not right with that photo.
The photo. Yeah. Quite apart from the major moral issues of the royal family, the three children, for instance, look demented. I really worry for their mental health. they're smiling so broadly.
Yeah, it looks like they've been told, smile or your mum will get it.
That's the photo that's the expression that my daughter makes when I say, if you don't do a nice photo for your cousin's birthday, I'm taking your iPad away for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the last time you see your mother alive. If she was there at all, who's the woman, Charles? The woman in the center, is that Kate Middleton? Is it an android, Charles? Is it some sort of waxwork, perhaps, of the Princess of Wales? Is there an AI bot? A colleague this morning showed me this photo and said, look at Kate's hands. Quite before we get onto the reason it got recalled. Kate's hands are weird around the waist of her children.
Well, one's blurry and one's not blurry. But look, the kindest explanation I've heard is that this is just a melange, a montage, a sort of a collage of various different photos that were taken at the same time.
Yes.
And Kate's just gone post, you know, the nicest photo. You know how Craig used to do that in all our Chaser PR photos?
Did he really?
Yeah, remember whenever we got the photo shoot back?
Oh, he'd insist on a different headbang photoshop.
Yeah. He'd go, well, that's the best group shot, but that's the best my shot. So post.
Even then, he was doing the raw on waist. He didn't want the other shots to go to waist.
No, he didn't want them to go to waist.
Good on him. So you think they've just innocently and as a parent, it does make a degree of sense that there would only be one photo where each child was smiling. And maybe that's why it looks so uncanny, because they've montaged all the ones where the kids aren't looking like they want to kill their mother.
Yeah, but the weird thing is that if you did that, you'd expect to only montage the faces, right? But one of the girl has a – I mean, not that I've looked deeply into this, but I have, and the sleeve of the girl
– Princess Charlotte. This is the issue.
Princess Charlotte.
Her arm is in an unnatural position.
Well, no, but like the sleeve just ends.
It ends.
It just sort of – it's not even – it's so obviously
the little red bit of sleeve, it's badly photoshopped. It's sub-chaser.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays we get AI to help, but back in the day we used to do a better job than that.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Yeah, no, it's – and so is this some sort of secret – maybe Kate was only allowed to get a message out that was positive, right?
Oh, but you think the message is that? Yeah, you think the message is that she's done it on purpose?
Yes, and her way of saying all is not right is these sloppy Photoshop jobs that got past her captors.
Oh my goodness!
Which is, I presume, Camilla, and she's the evil stepmother.
Evil stepmother, the wicked stepmother,
and
she's done Charles in as well.
Yes,
because, oh my God!
Because the thing is, in the hours after this, a lot of people didn't see this because what happened was that photo was released. They hoped that it'd all be swamped by the Oscars. Instead, AP, which is the, you know, Associated Press, AFP, which is the French version of the thing, and Reuters all issued kill orders.
Mandatory photo kill. I'd never even seen it. Getty, too. I haven't even seen
this before. Which is like category 5 of PR disaster. It means that agency no longer will trust that source. So now the palace becomes a non-trusted source. It can never issue a photo from that source again.
How funny. And, well, apparently the Prince of Wales, like William, took the photo, which means Harry's been right all these years. Harry's been telling us he's a manipulator.
Yes.
He punched Harry.
But the thing
is, trust him.
So what happened was, though, and this is the thing that nobody's heard about because there's
been too hot.
The mandatory kill order.
It's too controversial.
That there was a series of other photos that the palace issued that just haven't gone anywhere. There was one of Kate hugging William happily.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that wouldn't have been plausible.
Kate joyfully holding up a copy of today's newspaper and a sign that reads, "Definitely alive."
Really?
Yes.
Definitely alive.
Yes.
Oh, you can't believe that. No one believes that anymore.
What do you mean? No. This is what they've issued.
Definitely not dead. My body definitely not harvested for organs.
Another one of Kate at a party holding a sign that reads, "The palace didn't kill Diana."
Perfectly happy, adjusted family, which I have no regrets about joining.
Yeah. Another one of Kate on a beach holding up a sign that reads, "9/11 wasn't an inside job."
Oh my goodness. And
which is good. Like, you know, it proves that 9/11 was an inside job. Kate and William holding hands with Kate holding a sign that reads, "I actually don't mind pegging after all."
The poor woman, Chelsea, may have been killed.
But the most shocking one of all, Dom.
Oh, my God, the most shocking one of all. Even more shocking than I like pegging after all.
There is a photo released by Kensington Palace of Meghan standing over Harry's murdered body.
What?
Harry's been murdered.
Wouldn't that be something that they'd want? Wouldn't that be a good outcome for Prince William?
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Maybe the logic on that is incorrect.
The thing...
But it,
the thing that confuses me about all this,
okay,
where was the photo taken? They say it was Windsor, right? They say it was Windsor.
Yeah.
How do we know? How do we know without any evidence that it wasn't taken on Jeffrey Epstein's paedophile island
by Prince Andrew?
Well, it certainly looks sunny enough, and it certainly, like, there's full bushes. Like, in England in March, I can tell you now, it's a pretty shit.
Oh, yeah, there's no
weather.
Sun. There's no sun at all.
And it looks like it's sort of this bushy, like it's in a forest, doesn't
it? It does. It looks idyllic. And Charles, look, there's even something more disturbing that you might not have picked up on that it's just come to hand. I'm going to tell you about it after this.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
By the way, are we going to get to the Oscars in tonight's episode? It doesn't look likely, does it? Anyway, the Oscars are there to be talked
about. The Oscars bombed anyway.
It was
Oppenheimer.
Hey! Oh, I wish Jimmy Kimmel had that joke for his very long monologue. Hey, what it is, Charles, is that I don't know whether have you ever used a Google Pixel phone? We're Apple people here. We don't really use them.
Oh,
but
yes.
But there's a new feature.
And the way that if you photo the moon, then it pretends that
that's the moon is. The Samsung one, if you take a photo of the moon, it automatically replaces the real moon through the lens with an AI moon that looks more realistic than any photo of the moon possibly could.
Yes.
Which is very scary. So maybe the same things happen here.
So if you take a photo of Kate Middleton with a Samsung phone, it replaces the corpse with an alive version of the Kate Middleton.
Well, okay, that's even scarier than the theory I read, which is that Google, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Google, apparently there's a feature on the Pixel phones where you can just automatically it takes a whole bunch of photos automatically and just montages them together through the power of AI.
Right.
And it's fair to say that the photo looks so demented and in hindsight chilling that only an AI could have put it together.
Yeah,
and so
the
things like the sleeve being completely wonky, although do we know that her arm isn't really like that?
Maybe
she's just got a wrong arm.
Maybe the royal family is so elite that they have access to technologies that, you know, mean that space and time and things like, you know,
still being
physical
alive.
Well, but also like the physics of your sleeve, it doesn't necessarily have to adhere.
She's in another dimension.
She just appeared from another dimension for the photo shoot.
David Icke might be right. The guy who says that all the prominent figures in the world are actually shape-shifting lizards from different dimensions.
It's
entirely possible that they just popped up in this dimension and Catherine's just been off back in her home dimension.
Or maybe
dealing with a crisis.
Elon Musk is right, and actually the whole thing is a simulation for him. And that it's just bad resolution
on
that. Yeah, nothing's real except for him.
The thing that makes what an amazing piece of narcissism that is.
it's like textbook narcissism. And he's gone around and proudly told people.
It's in
Kara Swisher's book.
Although that said, Charles, we've got to talk about that book more. But it is fair to say that it does make sense that we would all be trapped in Elon Musk's fantasy where he's the richest man in the world and can impregnate multiple women.
It does make
electric cars and fire rockets at the moon.
That
we are in... all in the fantasy of a twisted little boy. That's quite strange.
Him taking over and destroying Twitter doesn't really fit in with
that was a monster fuck up. Okay. So the theory is, Charles, if this is the case, if the Google Pixel phone did stitch the photos together through AI, that then means that Google has the technology to fabricate the royal family. So we can never trust any image that we ever see of the royal family ever again, which makes me think it's a pity this technology didn't come out before the Queen died, because she'd still be there. So I don't think King Charles will ever die. We can't believe any photo of him that we see from now on. They've got the sausage fingers in the algorithm.
Right. So it's sort of like it's like that game, what's it called, Musical Chairs, and William is the last person standing in that he's never going to be allowed to sit on the throne.
No.
Because it's now, the music's over. Like, reality has ended.
He doesn't need to sit on the throne, though. I mean, he's got pegging to do.
Well, if he does sit on the throne, he wants, you know, a very rigid middle bit.
So we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on with this photo. We didn't get to the Oscars. Maybe we'll do the Oscars tomorrow.
We can't do the Oscars tomorrow. We've got to do the Oscars now. But like, the Oscars is not going to take up a whole episode. Come on. We're doing the Oscars now.
Okay. Well, let's just briefly do the Oscars.
Yeah, we're doing the Oscars.
Because we said I watched a lot of highlights of the Oscars.
Yeah.
But they weren't. The problem is, Charles, that they weren't. I would have rather have been pegged than. It was very boring. There was only one good. No, there were two good bits.
The
I'm Just Ken song was excellent.
That was good. Yeah.
I mean, for fuck's sake, it should definitely have won the Oscar over another Billie Eilish weepy song. She did that, like last year she won an Oscar for a weepy song, and this was a worse one.
Isn't the problem that, like, that combination with her brother, like where the production values are just fucking good.
Oh, they're very talented.
That you, like, if you actually know something about the craft, because that's what the problem
is. Oh, the songwriters are voting for it.
Yeah,
that's
like
the
songwriters and the producers of music are voting for it and going, that's just a class of its own. It's like listening to Mozart.
But also, they can't. The Oscars voters never want to respect anything that's fun because they're in fear that everyone will go, it's just a superficial popcorn factory with no profundity. So it is from Barbie.
Oppenheimer was fun.
Was it?
Kids.
Destruction of the world. Yeah, okay. You like the moment where the world could potentially entirely blow up.
Yep.
No, they didn't nominate.
It was a romp.
Margot Robbie wasn't nominated.
And not to mention Killers of the Flower Moon. That was just a laugh-a-thon.
A cheerful
heartbeat
film about the progressive murder of the Osage people. Yeah, yeah. That's right, actually. Okay, well, maybe I've got this wrong. Because I was going to say Barbie was the fun film, but actually it wasn't, was it? Barbie was the very depressing take on the patriarchy.
I didn't watch all of it, but it was very depressing the first bit where, you know, women were in charge.
And
sorry.
My point is that the in a genuinely fun film that was like very amusing.
It was a great movie.
Very amusing. The one thing that they honoured was the really boring dour Billie Eilish mental breakdown bit. How boring is that? That song is from Barbie.
Oh, so Barbie won.
Barbie won only one Oscar for a sad song.
But it wasn't the I'm Just Ken song.
No. Oh. It was What Am I Made For? Poor Barbie, gift Barbie. So that's boring. The only other good bit of the Oscars, Charles, John Cena.
Mm.
Now, we love a stunt in The Chaser. It was 50 years since someone streaked the stage.
Right,
and so they got the
wrestler
turned actor John Cena to go out there with his very sculpted body totally naked.
Did you know that streaking isn't streaking when it's part of the run sheet?
When it's like
when it's a bit in the show?
When it's a bit in the show.
Yeah.
And he had an envelope in front of his groin too, which is that's not how it's supposed to work. When I had to do time behind bars, which I did for about 45 minutes because I filmed people doing a nude run.
Yes.
They didn't have a fucking envelope in front of their dealer.
Exactly.
I had to look at Julian and... Andrew Hanson's crutches. I had to look at it through a viewfinder and record it.
You should have looked through your new Google phone. It would have made them into sculpted, wonderful people.
Would have. So what else is there to say about the Oscars? I mean, it was so predictable. Oppenheimer won.
Jimmy Kimmel had a good line about Donald Trump. Isn't it past your jail time?
That was very funny. That was because halfway through the Oscars, Trump went on a huge rant on Truth Social, showing his his massive, you know, the personality problems which should rule him out for president.
Mm.
And Kimmel slagged him off during the show, which was pretty enjoyable, like kind of in real time. Robert Downey Jr. gave quite a funny speech. That was about it. Chris Hemsworth was there looking hot.
Mm.
It was just very predictable and boring. Nothing much happened. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but where was the slap?
Yes.
Where was Will Smith? They made a massive mistake banning that guy for 10 years.
Yes. They should
bring him back.
Yes.
And get him to slap. Like at some point during the next year's ceremony, Will Smith will slap somebody. We don't know who it's going to be.
Mm.
Could happen at any time.
Mm.
You just emerge and slap. Like that would be compelling television.
I'm just surprised that you're surprised that the Oscars were dull.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of fair. Like
They're so self-aware that even, like, it's now mandatory that at every award show beginning, hosts will make some comment about how incredibly long it's going to be.
Yes.
Just fucking shorten it.
Yes.
Like, just have a split screen with all the awards being given at once.
Yes.
In about 5 minutes.
Yes.
Then do some comedy and music.
And I reckon you just up the stakes. That's what they do in Hollywood all the time. Just up the stakes. Like, if you go over your speaking limit time, you die.
Will Smith.
Oh, you get punched in the face. Yes.
Either or.
That's how you do it.
You could electrocute the stage.
So it's either long and entertaining or short and unviolent.
You could. Also, I'd like to see Jimmy Kimmel with more at stake. Like, he did a perfectly competent job.
Yes.
I don't want competent. But it should be razor's edge.
Like, there should be lions. And if
lions. Like Siegfried and Roy.
If too many jokes go bomb. Open the lion.
Open the lion's cage. Yeah.
You know, like thumbs
down. There could be a shark's tank, couldn't they? They could be suspended above a shark's tank and the floor suddenly disappears. That would be a fantastic.
Literally the Oscars jumping the shark.
You know what we should do?
Mm.
We should write a satire of the Oscars about like a sort of Squid Game meets the Oscars.
Yes.
We'd win every Oscar because there's nothing that the Oscars voters like more than movies about movies.
Movies about movies.
And it would be a dark satire and they'd have to show that they're in on the joke.
Yes. It'd have to involve dreary matters of the human condition.
It would, yeah. And someone really attractive putting on makeup in order to look really unattractive.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. Although not Bradley Cooper.
No. Margot Robbie maybe could win an Oscar for de-barbifying herself next time around.
Okay.
That's what the voters wanted to see. Well, Emma Stone got a Best Actress for that. This hasn't been the most comprehensive Oscars rap, but I think we've gotten to the heart of the piece. More sharks, more slaps, potentially bombs.
Yep.
More jeopardy, in other words, is what you're saying.
Yep, that's right. That's what we want.
I mean, all we need to do, Charles, to make the Oscars more exciting is tell the Israeli military that there are Palestinian children on the site.
Yep, and then boom.
Anything could happen.
Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. We will have a more structured episode tomorrow.
It's just because we're so shocked by the photo.
Yeah,
we're just shocked by the photo.
Yeah.
Catch you then.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.